We are up to Simon Reish Tzadik Gimel Sif Beis. We'll be doing Sifim Beis and Gimel. Sif Beis Tzorech Lizor Melasis Melocha Ad Sheyiro'u Gimel Kochavim Ktanim. One should be careful not to do Melocha until you can see three small stars. V'lo Yiyu Mefuzorim El Ritzufim. It should be three small stars next to each other, not dispersed. If it's a cloudy day, you should not do malacha until there is no question whatsoever. It is vadai laila. Now, midina the Gemara, what you need are gimel kochavim beinonim. Tzeisa kochavim means three medium-sized stars are out. However, we are not bekiyim in what's called medium, therefore we wait for three small stars. Now, what happens if you see stars, but the sky is still light. The sky is still, it still has that shine of daylight in it. So the Prichadr says it's still Bein Hashmashes. The Gra writes that the Iker is what we find in the Gemara. It's called Hichsif Tachton V'Shava Le'Elyon. What is that? Sorry, the Lashon is Hichsif Elyon V'Shava Le'Tachton. That is, that the top of the sky looks as dark as the bottom. In other words, you lose the red in the sky. When the red in the sky disappears, at that time, at that point, the Gemara says that's a siman of night with the yitzia of gimel kochavim. According to the Gra, what happens if there's no more red in the sky? But the sky still has the shine. And by the way, you do see this. You do see this, especially in the summer, in the evenings. The red is all gone. The sky is not yet black. The Gra says if you can see Gimel Kochavim, then the fact that there's a shine doesn't make a difference. The Mishtabur brings down the Teferis Shmuel, who holds that you have to have Gimel Kochavim Ktanim plus Gimel Kochavim Beinonim. The Mishtabur thinks that that may be because we may get confused between Ktanim and Beinonim. And this way, if you have Beinonim and you have Ktanim, you'll know which is which. Lahalacha, the Mishtabur paskins, that you should be machmir for the Gra and not consider Gimel Kochavim so long as there's still red in the sky. Once the red is gone, he says that you can be somach on Gimel Kochavim Ktanim without the need for Beinonim as well. Now, why do you need that these Gimel Kochavim should be next to each other and not spread out? That's because really you don't need them to be next to each other. But to wait until they're next to each other gives you some extra time and you're Mekayim till Sefer Shabbos with that. Says the Mishnah Brura, so you don't have to wait until you get Gimel Kochavim that are next to each other. When you see Gimel Kochavim that are spread out, wait a couple of minutes, you're Mekayim till Sefer Shabbos, and that's good enough. Now one big kasha that there is why is there no mention over here of the time? The Gemara tells us that between Shkia and Seisa Kachavim is Dalid Milin, the time that it takes to walk 4 Milin, which is 72 minutes. We have another Gemara that says that the time between Shkia and Seisa Kachavim is 13 and a half minutes, Gimel Ravoy Milin. How to resolve that stira is a machlokis, the Gaonim and Rabbeinu Tam. The Gaonim Shita is that the Gemara that says Gimel Ravoy Milin was talking about Halacha. The Gemara that was saying Dalid Milin is talking about a mitzias of the stars coming out, not the halachic Tzeisa Kachavim. Therefore, according to the Gaonim, and this is the Shita Sagra as well, 13 and a half minutes after Shkiyas HaChamim is Tzeisa Kachavim. According to Rabbeinu Tam, there is only one Tzeisa Kachavim. The halacha of Tzeisa Kachavim and the mitzias of Tzeisa Kachavim is one and the same. There are two Shkiyas. There's a physical Shkiyah and a Shkiyah in halacha. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the physical Shkia is not the Halacha Shkia yet. That's called Chila Shkia. For 58 and a half minutes after Shkia, it is still Vaday Yom, meaning after sunset, it is still Vaday Yom. 58 and a half minutes after sunset is then the Halacha of Shkia. From there until Tzeis Kachavim is 13 and a half minutes. The Mechaber generally goes with Rabbeinu Tam. So according to the Mechaber, there should be 72 minutes between Shkia and Tzeis Kachavim. Why did he not mention it here? So in the Mishnah Brura, he wants to say that we're talking about a case where a person doesn't know what time Shkia is. If you do know what time Shkia is, forget the stars. Just do your arithmetic and see when Shki is. What are you going to tell me, that you can't rely on a watch? Mishnah Berurah says, no, you can't rely on a watch. In fact, he even says, let's say one day was cloudy, but the day before it was not cloudy. And the day before it, you know exactly what time you saw three stars. You can rely on that the next day. Excuse me. You do not have to wait until Yetzei HaSofik Milibo on a Yom HaMa'unan by waiting for hours and hours. As long as you know exactly when on a non-cloudy day the stars would come out, that's good enough. So we do rely on clocks. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the issue is not the clock here. The issue was you didn't know when Shkia was. So there's no sense counting 72 minutes because you don't know 72 minutes from when. Now, the Mishnah Berurah asks in Bir Halacha, why didn't the Mechaber mention that when you do have a clock, that you can't end Shabbos before 72 minutes after Shkia, even if you see stars? Says the Mishnah Berurah, he brings it from the Sefer Minchas Kohen, that it must be that Rabbeinu Tam is moda, that once the stars are out, that's a simon given in the Gemara. If you have Gimel Kochavim Ktanim out already, then you can be sure that it's Vaday Laila, and you don't have to worry about what time it is. Says the Chiddush of the Minchas Kohen, that if you have Hichsif Elyon V'Shava L'Tachton, which means there is no red left in the sky, and there are Gimel Kochavim Ktanim, Rabbeinu Tam is going to be moda, that it is Vaday Laila, regardless of the time. Now, lahalacha. There's a Mishnah Berurah we saw before who says that one should not rely on the stars alone. He should lechatchila really be machber for Rabbeinu Tam as well. There are different shitas as to what Rabbeinu Tam is in the different parts of the world, because the Mishnah Berurah learns that both Rabbeinu Tam as well as the Gra were dealing with a specific place, but that all over the world, it really depended on the Metzias of how long it took between the setting of the sun and the stars coming out. So even according to the Shitas Agra there, the fact that it's already 13 and a half minutes after Shkia would not allow you to daven Maariv if it's clear, and to do Malacha, if it's clear that the sky still has some red in it. It's still Bein Hashmashes. The sky has got to be without red and three small stars, according to everybody, regardless of the time. So Lamaskon. Those who who keep a certain amount of time should be machmir for that amount of time. Otherwise, you have to wait until the sky no longer has any red in it, and you can see Gimel Kochavim Ktanim, and then wait a little bit. This way you know that it's Vaday Laila, and you are Mekayim a little bit of Tosfos Shabbos. Siv Gimel. Mishu Onus. Kagon Shetzorech Lahachshich Al Hatchum. Lidvar Mitzvah. Yochol Lispal Shemotzoi Shabbos Miplaga Mincho Lamala. There's a Machlokis Rabbi Yehuda in the Chachamim what the Zman Maariv is. Rabbi Yehuda holds that from Plag HaMincha it is already the Zman of Maariv, and you can't daven Mincha after that, but you can daven Maariv. The Chachamim hold that the Zman Mincha is until Shkia, and you can only daven Maariv after Tzeisa Gachavim. How do we paskin? The Ovid Kamar Ovid, the Ovid Kamar Ovid, you have your choice. That means that you can choose to daven Mincha before Plag HaMincha, and then daven Maariv after Plag. Plag is an hour and a quarter Zmanius before Shkia. Now, the halacha therefore is that lamashal, a person can choose, he can consistently hold like Rabbi Yehuda, daven mincha before plag and daven maariv after plag, or he can consistently do like the chachamim. On erev Shabbos we are mekel, and we say that even though during the week you daven mincha after plag, on erev Shabbos because of the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos, you are allowed to daven maariv. As long as you daven mincha before plag, you can daven maariv after plag. Means even though for a weekday you need consistency, you can only daven maariv after plag mincha if you always daven mincha before plag mincha. On erev Shabbos, even someone who generally davens mincha after plag mincha, so long as this particular Friday he daven mincha before plag, he's allowed to daven maariv after plag. What about Shabbos? Shabbos, Mi'ikar Adin, you can also daven Maariv early. But there are some problems. First of all, by davening Maariv early, Tosfos says that you're not mekayim the mitzvah of Tosfos Shabbos. So it's only mutter, Tosfos says, l'dvar mitzvah. What is that? Someone has to go somewhere. For example, the case Tosfos brings is, he is a mole. He's got to go to a bris, and he's going to come there too late if he doesn't leave immediately after Shabbos. So what does he want to do? He wants to walk to the edge of the tchum, so that as soon as Shabbos is over, he's allowed to continue walking, and this way he'll make it for tomorrow's bris. So that's what the Mechaber means when he says, "Kagon shetzorach lahachshich al ha-tchum," you have to walk till the end of the tchum, lidvar mitzvah, so that right after Shabbos, you're allowed to continue from there. So he can daven motzoi Shabbos, say atochan antonu, from plag ha-mincha on Shabbos, ulahavil miyad, and he can even make havdalah, avalo yivarech al haner. But you can't make a bar mi'ara'esh, that's only meant at a time that you're allowed to do malacha. V'chein osur basiyas malacha at tzeis kachavim, you're not allowed to do malacha till tzeis. So this halacha is that on Motzoi Shabbos, you can daven early, but not, and you can even make avdola, but no bar mi'ara'esh, but you can't do malacha. L'maisa, the achronim say, don't do this. First of all, it looks outrageous, it's tamu'al arabim. Second, people may take your lead and think you're allowed to do malacha already from plag ha-mincha. And third of all, because we're only matter being inconsistent, where during the week we daven mincha after plag, and on Shabbos we're going to daven earlier, Matzoi Shabbos will want to daven earlier, that's really a tarti de sasri. It's only mutter on Erev Shabbos because of the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. The Bir Halacha says that Lamaisa, you can't say Shema then, because it's before the Zman Kriya Shema. If you're not saying Shema, then don't daven Shmoneh Esrei either, because you have to be Masmeh Gula L'Tfilah. The only excuse is because you're going to be traveling and you won't be able to daven Shmoneh Esrei, you're going to have to walk while you daven Shmoneh Esrei. So the question is, what comes first? Gula L'Tfilah or davening Shmoneh Esrei sitting down? Lamaisa, the Bir Halacha says you're better off davening Shmoneh Esrei while you walk, and be masmich gula l'tfilah, and leave everything for later.